Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, August 26, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway stars James Marino.
James, this might be like the first time in 5-6 months that we went like 24 hours without communication. I don't know how I made it through my Thursday. Or Wednesday and Thursday, I guess.
I tell you, you know, maybe we're just settling into the rhythm and we're the old couple now.
Yeah, yeah. Could be worse, I guess.
All right. First up in the news, Paula Vogel's Indecent, aiming for Broadway that... Matt, there's no houses.
I know. That's actually part of the story, so we'll get to that. Yesterday, Michael Paulson of the New York Times reported that Tony-winning producers Daryl Roth and Elizabeth McCann, in collaboration with Cody Lassen, would be bringing Paula Vogel's celebrated off-Broadway play Indecent to Broadway this season, and here it comes, James, if they can find a theater. The play, which Roth estimates would cost $3.2 million to mount, ran earlier this year at the Vineyard Theater and chronicles the offstage drama surrounding the 1907 Yiddish play God of Vengeance by Shalom Ash. The Ash play, which had successful runs in Europe before attempting a Broadway transfer, was eventually shut down before it could open after the police charged cast members with obscenity, at least in part because of a lesbian relationship in the plot. Co-created and directed by Rebecca Teichman, producers plan to bring Indecent to Broadway with the Vineyard cast, which featured Katrina Lenk, Mimi Lieber, Max Gordon Moore, Tom Nellis, Stephen Ratazzi, Richard Topple, and Adina Versen. James, as it stands now, there are no plays written by female playwrights announced for Broadway over the next year. So after Charles Isherwood called the play powerful and the production superbly realized, I would love for them to find a theater. I don't know if they can, but this seems like something that deserves to be on a Broadway stage.
Wow, who did that research on female playwrights?
I'm going to guess Michael Paulson.
Oh, so it was in the article?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, if we can't trust the New York Times, who can we trust?
I'm not getting in the middle now.
So $3.2 million to mount this play with no theaters. Maybe, you know, since it is Daryl Roth, maybe she'd ask Jordan if she can use the back of the St. James in between the Hays and the alleyway and put it up.
Well,
there.
He did just buy the alleyway in between, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, up in the show and casting news, star-studded Othello sets New York Theater Workshop dates. Othello, not Otello. Please stop emailing us, please.
Is Othello the opera? Is that what the difference is?
Othello is the opera.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yesterday, the New York Theater Workshop announced that their star-studded production of William Shakespeare's Othello would begin performances on November 22nd and will run through January 18th, barring any extensions, which, if the cast is available, might just happen. Directed by Tony winner Sam Gold, Golden Globe and Emmy-nominated actor David Oyelowo will play the Moor of Venice, and Craig, Daniel Craig, will play his ensign Iago. Tickets go on sale to the general public on Wednesday, October 5th at noon, New York time. There is a limit of 8 tickets per person and will cost $125 a pop. However, all tickets for the first 2 performances, plus a limited number of tickets to all other performances, will be available for $25 via a Today Tix mobile lottery. The entry period for the first 2 performances will begin at 12:01 a.m. NYT on Saturday, September 24th, and will continue through 12 p.m. on Friday, September 30th, with winners being offered the opportunity to purchase $25 tickets. The online lottery for regular performances begins at 12:01 a.m. that day. James, the last time that Daniel Craig was on stage in New York, he was playing opposite his wife, Rachel Weisz, and as I discussed yesterday, she will be appearing in the Public Theater's Plenty from October 4th through November 6th, so it's a big old family affair off-Broadway for them this fall.
So do you know what's in between the Public Theater and the New York Theater Workshop?
I do not. I don't know the real estate map as well as you do. What is it?
There's only a couple blocks between them, but there's a really good ice cream store.
Okay, real quick story. My brother, who doesn't listen to the show very much because he knows nothing about theater, but he flipped on one earlier this week, and I get a text at like 7:30 in the morning, and my brother says, "Hey, is your show sponsored by Cold Stone Creamery?" I said, "No."
Cold Stone Creamery is really sponsored by this show.
That's funny.
Oh, I love ice cream. And even though it's November 22nd, I'll still have some when I go see Othello.
Yeah. not Othello. Hmm.
Yeah. So that could be really a lot of fun. So let's reflect back on yesterday's show. I was so touched about your dad's story. He got a speeding ticket to come.
Yeah, I don't remember what show it was. Yeah, I don't remember what play it was, but he was out of town for business and he flew back and got in, and you know, as flights often do, they were running late and was going a little bit too fast on the I-70 expressway in Columbus, Ohio, and got pulled over and got a ticket.
70.
Well, I-70, that's the name of the interstate. I'm sure the speed limit wasn't 70 back then.
I'll tell you a little bit later about my speeding ticket off air.
Okay.
Right on the I-70. All right. So let's move forward into Mandy Gonzalez to replace Renee Elise Goldsberry in Hamilton in September.
Yeah, if you follow any of the Hamilton creative team or stars on social media, you know that between the Chicago production and replacements getting ready to come to Broadway, new cast members are already hard at work in the rehearsal room. Well, yesterday we learned that Mandy the Beast Gonzalez is close to making the transition from the studio to the stage because it was announced that she will make her debut as Angelica Schuyler on Tuesday, September 6th. Gonzalez is a Drama Desk and Obie-winning actress who originated the role of Nina Rosario in Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights, and when she steps into Angelica's shoes, she will be replacing Tony winner Renee Elise Goldsberry, who will play her final performance on Saturday, September 3rd. James, maybe it's just because I always assumed Karen Olivo was the perfect fit for Angelica. I literally, since the first time I heard about the show, just slotted in Gonzalez into Eliza. So it's kind of cool to see her and Karen Olivo both taking on Angelica in different productions.
So let me drop in something that's not in the script here. I just got home and I had a little package that I was like, what in the world is this? And it was a coffee mug commemorating Lin-Manuel Miranda's last performance in Hamilton. And it's called One Last Time. It's got a little picture of Lin-Manuel and the date and things like that. And I have thousands of coffee mugs and don't really want this. So if you're a listener who's a fan of Hamilton and wants it, drop us an email or tweet at us, and the first one that claims it, we'll get it. So let us know.
Hold on, James. I'm sending a tweet to us right now. Hold on.
I'm not sending it to you.
Okay, fine.
You're not getting it.
Okay, fine.
Friends and family of Broadway Radio are not eligible for this.
No purchase required.
No purchase required. But you know who could get it is Lewis Black, because he added two more performances on Broadway.
He did. Okay, finally, we're going to end this little section with a couple real quick notes about some upcoming Broadway shows. First, Lewis Black, Black to the Future. I still stumble over that. I want to make it Back to the Future. Lewis Black would make a great Doc Brown in a Back to the Future remake. But anyway, he announced that yesterday two more performances have been added to his unconventional Broadway run. The comedian's main stem return will now consist of six performances as opposed to the previously announced four, all on Monday nights at the Marquee Theater when On Your Feet is Dark. The show will now play September 12th, 19th, and 26th, as well as October 10th, 17th and 24th. And finally, today is the day when tickets officially go on sale for Oh Hello's Broadway premiere at the Lyceum Theater. The two-person show, starring comedians Nick Kroll and John Mulaney, features their wildly popular characters Gil Faison and George St. Geegland, who are described as outrageously opinionated 70-something New York natives. Directed by Alex Timbers, the part play, part improv show will run from September 23rd through January 8th.
All right, next up, Savon Glover to choreograph on next week's So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, on next Monday night, the great Savion Glover will be a guest choreographer on the 250th episode of Fox's competition series So You Think You Can Dance. This 13th season of the show, dubbed So You Think You Can Dance The Next Generation, features contestants between the ages of 8 to 13. I have spoken and written about on Broadway World's TV page about my love for this show and how important that I think it has been in the evolution of the public consciousness of dance and the performing arts in general. But I got to say, I checked out when they announced that it was going to be a kids-only season. I'm sure they are all super talented, but I just don't think that it's the same level of artistry that we're used to seeing on the show. But I might tune in to see Savion Glover's routine. What contestant he'll be working on hasn't been announced, but apparently one of the five finalists, 11-year-old Emma Helen Camp, is a tapper. So I'm going to guess it will likely be her and her mentor, last season's champion Gabby Diaz, who I may or may not have voted for very regularly. James, are you a So You Think You Can Dance guy, or do your kids watch it or anything?
No, but okay. I own the domain that's soyouthinkyoucanproduce.com.
If there's anybody out there, Ken Davenport, who wants to put a website up there, let James know. There are another thing that I love about So You Think You Can Dance is that if you turn on any music video or any performance that goes on in Los Angeles that features dancing, or if you go to a dance-heavy Broadway show or national tour, chances are there's at least one person from So You Think You Can Dance in that cast or in that video or in that there's a former winner. Is in a commercial right now. He was a co-winner with Amy Yakima, who played Peter Pan in Finding Neverland for a while. So it's a great show. I love it. I hope they get renewed and then get back to having people, you know, that aren't kids.
I think any chance that Savon's going to reincarnate some of the tap dance kid stuff?
That would be, I mean, it makes sense. That's a really good point. The tap dance kid, he's choreographing for a kid potentially. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of Savon. So I think maybe I'll watch it next week. I have to remember to TiVo it as soon as I get off.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Babs. Barbra Streisand's album is available now, and the critics have weighed in.
James, it is finally here. The original Queen Bee, Barbra Streisand's latest album, Encore Movie Partners Sing Broadway, is finally available. Barbra, in addition to being a star of stage and screen, is the best-selling female recording artist of all time and is the only artist to achieve a number one album in 6 decades. Her latest release is her third of only show tunes, following the legendary Broadway album from 1985 and Back to Broadway in 1993. This album features Barbra singing and acting in scenes with the likes of Hugh Jackman, Anne Hathaway, Jamie Foxx, Daisy Ridley, Chris Pine, Alec Baldwin, Seth MacFarlane, Melissa McCarthy, and more. And while the album is available at all of your regular music buying options, there is a deluxe edition available at Target that has 4 exclusive songs, so you might want to check that out if you're a Barbra devotee. A number of critics have already shared their thoughts. Paul Katz from the Huffington Post wrote that the album is as bold a statement as the Broadway album, and its legacy is likely to match. At least it deserves to. It's more a companion to the Broadway album than the 1993 sequel Back to Broadway, and may even be better if for no other reason than the arrangements are less likely to date to a specific time period. Yes, Encore, particularly the deluxe edition sold exclusively at Target, is Barbra Streisand's most compelling and powerful work of studio recording artistry since 1985. Newsday's Glenn Gamboa said, "For this warm, enjoyable collection, Streisand works with actors to tackle some Broadway classics using dialogue to set the scene. It works remarkably well with Hugh Jackman on the Stormy Any Moment Now, and with Alec Baldwin on The Best Thing That Ever Has Happened, where his loose, likable delivery sets up Streisand gloriously. The real revelation here, though, is Chris Pine, whose wonderful croon on the melody of I'll Be Seeing You and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face should have Michael Bublé quaking. However, the AP's Mark Kennedy was not feeling the love that his colleagues were. He wrote, judging by the 10-song vanity project that is Encore, Movie Partners Sing Broadway, Streisand's musical world is a highly calculated and mannered one, characterized by oodles of false sentimentality. But such is her gravitational pull that some of today's biggest stars like Melissa McCarthy and Chris Pine have submitted with mixed results." I know. Heaven forbid. James, be it movie adaptations, live TV events, blockbuster Broadway shows, or major studio albums, musical theater is as popular as it has been in a long time. And having heard about half of the songs on the album so far, I think this is going to be incredibly well received, whether you're a theater fan or not, no matter what Mark Kennedy of the Associated Press says.
You know, I wonder why it wasn't released closer to Christmas. Maybe it'll be still selling big during Christmas, but, you know, and I guess she's out there touring right now, so yeah, that's why it's out there. But I'm getting me over to some Target, and you know what's right next to Target?
Cold Stone or some other ice cream or froyo place?
Yes. Not Cold Stone, but yeah, some other ice cream place. All right. All right. Next up, Orlando Shakespeare, West Side Story, cover battle.
Yeah, James, 90% of the shows we talk about are in New York, so they're close to you. So I felt in closing out this week by highlighting something in my neck of the woods. Over the past 3 years, the Orlando Shakespeare Theater has done some really fun videos to promote their annual musical, first with a One Day More flash mob at a mall, then a Spamalot sing-along featuring fans and local celebrities. Well, this year, the cast of their upcoming production of West Side Story took to the Orlando Science Center on Science Night Live to have a cover battle. In addition to some West Side standards, the Jets and Sharks threw in some classic MJ, some T-Swizzle, some Lady Gaga, Hova and Alicia Keys and Rihanna. It's a lot of fun, even if you don't know who any of those people are. So take a listen. You might be listening to it right now or maybe here in a few seconds. And if you're in the Central Florida area, their production runs from September 7th through October 9th. They always do a great job there. They have a really unique theater space. So I'm looking forward to seeing this one. And we'll have a video to the full cover battle in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com.
All right, Matt, get us out of here.
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for ending the week with us. Check out Broadway Radio's This Week on Broadway this weekend, and Matt and I will talk to you on Monday.
Oh, and I forgot. Literally Patty Murray in the podcast coming out tomorrow. Don't forget.
Yeah, Patty Murray in the podcast coming out tomorrow, Saturday. Saturday, Patty. Sunday, Cold Stone Creamery. And this week on Broadway. Hey, baby, now we got